Hello and welcome back to IT Camps. I'm John Weston with Microsoft, and these series of IT Camps, we're going to talk about Windows Server 2012. In this module, we're going to take a look beyond virtualization. We all know what Hyper-V is about in doing virtualization, but let's take a look at a specific new feature in Server 2012 called Share Nothing Live Migration. So in this session, we're going to take a look at what is Share Nothing Live Migration all about. Then we'll take a look at why do you care, how can you use this in your business. We'll do a deep dive, but very short technical overview of how this actually works. And then later we'll take a look at a demo of how this works. So what is Shared Nothing Live Migration all about? This is a new feature in Server 2012. If you take a back at our previous server product at Windows Server 2008 R2, we had the capability of moving a virtual machine from one server to another server, but it had to have a very unique, sometimes complex to set up environment. And that is, you had to be in a cluster environment, which of course requires Active Directory. So you had to set up Active Directory first, then you had to go set up a cluster environment, and then we had to set up common shared storage. What is that common shared storage? Usually means a sand drive. So a very expensive server, if you will, or very expensive storage environment that our VHD files were stored on. Then we could do live migration in Hyper-V in Windows Server 2008 R2. And a lot of people didn't have the money or the entire environment to set up that configuration, but still want to take advantage of the live migration feature. Live migration is just exactly what it says. It says taking while a server or a virtual machine is running and move it over to another host environment. Now, with Windows Server 2012 and the new Hyper-V 3.0, we have this capability of what's called live migration, but sharing nothing. What do we mean by sharing nothing? That means I don't have to have the VHD files on a common storage. I can use inexpensive locally attached drives to my virtual server and then allow me to be able to move that running, yes, running production environment over to another server. So as this diagram shows, we're actually going to copy the VHD file over to the other server for me while the server's in running. There's no impact, there's no cluster required to be able to do this. So why should you care? What's in it for live migration, share nothing for you? The challenge was in the previous versions, as I mentioned in the introduction, the older versions had a lot of, you had to have this shared infrastructure with clustering, you had to have an environment where you had this common storage like a sand drive. And it was quite complex and expensive to set up. And now we've made it much simpler. Now with the Server 2012 solution, share nothing means that the hosts need to share nothing, but a simple Ethernet connection to each other. You're right, they don't necessarily even have to be on the same domain. Data can be migrated with or without it, without this costly infrastructure that you have to set up ahead of time with clustering and shared storage. And here, we don't have to have any physical hardware device to assist with the buffering. The operating system takes care of it for us. So next, let's take a technical overview of how this actual migration works with Share Nothing. Here, we're live migrating a running virtual machine. So that is taking a virtual machine that users can be using, it can be in full production without any common shared storage. So in our scenario here, the production environment is in server, physical server number one, and we want to move it over to server number two. So we go out there and we have to configure everything and get everything set up the way we want. Then we actually start the live migration setup. And what it does is that then keeps the running production system off of server number one while it copies over the VHDX file. Now, while it makes the copy, obviously there are changes that are going on to the virtual machine as it is in a production environment. Then once it's copied the majority of the files over, it monitors for the delta or the changes that occurred during the file copy and makes those final changes to the new destination before it then switches over to using the new destination location. So to configure this, I've included several screenshots here of how we're going to go out there and configure it. So this is in Windows Server 2012 in the Hyper-V manager. So I'm just using local manager to configure this. I go into the Hyper-V settings of my virtual server here and go into virtual machine move configuration. So notice this allows me where I enable this computer to receive virtual machines that are being moved over. And then the virtual machine move networks, I can use any available network that's live and currently up and running, or I can specifically move or control the traffic by using the second choice here with IP address so it can control what network I'm using to move the network traffic. Then once I've got the configuration set up, I want to actually perform the live migration. So here again, you see in this series of screenshots, We right mouse click on the running virtual machine, and notice the new feature here down here, click on move, which actually starts the move process over to the new destination server. Then we want to pick what type of move that we're going to make. In this case, I'm just going to do a standard move virtual machine and its storage all to another Hyper-V server. Notice some of the other choices that you've got here. I can move it on shared storage like we had in the past with previous versions of Windows, but then also an interesting choice here at the bottom is I can move the virtual machine, but notice it doesn't actually move the storage. So we can separate out the storage from the virtual machine, or I can move just the storage. So I could leave that virtual machine on this machine, but then move the VHDX files over to another location. Then we want to pick the storage options. So you can see here, move the virtual machine's data to a different location or move it to a single location. So this allows us to be able to control where the VHD files, or VHDX files, excuse me, are located with our move locations. And then now we pick the new location where our virtual machine is going to be located, and it starts the copy. Here, completing the wizard, it gives us all the detailed information of where we're moving from, where we're moving to, and what's happening to all the storage associated with our live in production virtual machine. So next, we're going to go ahead and take a look at a demo of how this works. But before we do that, let's talk about your next steps of how you can get ready for that today. Windows Server 2012 is available for a free 180-day evaluation. On the screen here, you can see the link aka.ms/hwws2012, where you can go and download a free copy of Windows Server 2012 and start taking a look at this new feature today. So watch the next video where we'll do a demonstration of how this new feature works.